Hilchas Umnin. We start a new section of laws, the laws dealing with craftsmen, where a person brings a keli to somebody to fix, what that craftsman's responsibilities are towards the item that you give him to fix. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol ha'umnin shomrei sacharhem. A craftsman has the same law as a paid watchman. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, the four types of shomrim, shomer chinam, shomer socher, shoyel, and socher, they represent tikkun hamalchus. We learned earlier that shomer, the main person, the main one who's involved to watch over the country, is the king. He's the one who has the responsibility of shmira. V'dinehem gimel. And these four watchmen are split into three categories as far as halacha for watching, for guarding, which shehem chiyuv, uptur, umemutza. There's the most extreme case, the one who's chayiv in almost all cases, the one who's potter in almost all cases, and then there's the one in the middle who's 50% chayiv, 50% potter, as Rav Nosson Zal can explain now. Dehainu, shemer chinom, potter min hakoel. If a Jew agrees to watch somebody else's possession for free, he's exempt from just about all responsibility. Anything goes wrong, if it's stolen or this or that, he's free. Unless he was poshea, which is a very extreme case, for the most part, shemachinam is potter in all cases.
What is
poshea? Means he does something deliberate, intentional, or something silly to...
Negligent?
It's an extreme kind of negligence, like... That's a better word. If a person borrows something from someone else, where the borrower is allowed to use the item, he's liable in all cases, just about. Whereas the other two, the paid watchman, or one who rents something, a socher is one who rents, they are 50% liable, 50% not liable. Gneva vaveda, they're chayiv. Oinsin, they're potter. Sheze bechinas toiv. Vahahefech, dahainu ra. Vahamamutza, dahainu bechinas etzadas, hamurav toiv ora. Rav Nosson Zal says now, we could designate these three categories, chayiv, potter, and in between, as toiv, ra, and the combination of toiv and ra, which is the Eitz Hadas Toivora. Shalidei Gimel Bechinas Eilu Hu Tikkun HaMalchus. Via these three items, good, bad, and a combination of the two, we're able to make a Tikkun for the Malchus. Shezeh Bechinas Mitzvah Saseh U'Mitzvah Sloi Saseh U'Rishus. Just as the Torah is divided into these three categories, you have the mitzvahs which a Jew is required to do, take action. There's mitzvahs loisaseh, where a Jew is obligated not to do a certain item. And then there's rishus, those things which you're permitted to do, but you don't have to do. Dahainu lahachnia hora velasois toiv, ulevara bechinas eitz hadas, lahalois hatoiv alakdusha, bechinas shlemas loshen kodesh, aidei loshen targum. Rav Nosson Zal says, this means a Jew has to work on three fronts. Number one is lahachnia hora, he has to take those things that are evil, evil desires or evil foods, and be machnia them completely, abstain from them completely. That's addressing the ra. Then there's lasos toiv, those things that Hashem has defined as good, tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, yantif, to do those things. That's the second tikkun. And then there's those items which are good and bad, where he has to take the good of those of that and elevate it, bring it into the Kiddushah. Certain items that are combination of good and bad, he has to take the good of it and bring it into the Kiddushah. Dahainu, exactly. Which is the concept of Shleimus Loshna Kodesh Al Yedei Targum. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran that we have the concept of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echot Targum. We know that the Chumash, Loshen Kodesh, is the holiest language out. And you would think that what could be better, that's 100. That's 100%. What could be better than that? That's Toiv. What's better than Toiv? The answer is that for a Jew, in addition to Toiv, for a Jew to do good alone isn't good enough. He's got to do good, he's got to not do evil, and those items which have good and bad mixed in with them, he's got to take the good aspect of that and bring it into the Kedusha. Just like the Aramaic language, we're told that there's Lashon Kodesh, which is holy. There's the languages of the Goyim, which are basically impure. And then there's Targum, which is something in between. It's a mix of good and bad. The Targum on the Chumash, by us sandwiching the Targum with two portions of Chumash, two portions of Lashon Kodesh, one portion Targum, that's how we take the Toiv of the languages of, the Goy, of Targum and bring it into the Kedusha. And that's called Shleimus HaKedusha. Just like the concept of you have tzaddikim, you have rishoim, and the tzaddik alone isn't sholem yet. It's when the tzaddik is able to take those people who have good and bad in them, and take the good of them and bring it into the kedusha. That's when the tzaddik is sholem. Ukemuvan kol ze mimaymar tefila lechavakuk, as all of this is explained in chapter 19 in Likut Imran in the first section. The pasuk gives us three instructions. Sur meira, mitzvah number one. There are certain things that are labeled ra. Stay away from them. That's all the mitzvahs loisaseh. Asay toiv, do good. There are certain things that are labeled mamish toiv. There you have to do them. Then bakesh sholoim. Shehem gimel b'china sana lachni ara v'lasos toiv ulevarer ulahalos hatoiv mibechinas hamemutza. Bakei sholoim implies those items which are in the middle, their toiv and ra mixed together, to take the toiv of it and elevate it. Ki sholoim hu hamemutza bein shnei hafochim. Sholoim, peace, is the medium. Between medium point between two opposites. Whenever we talk about we want to bring peace to a situation where this one's over there and this one's in the opposite place, and we want to bring them to some kind of a compromise, to some kind of an understanding, so that sholem represents bedafka when you're dealing with a concept of toiv and ra, and you want to make a tikkun for that, for the combination of toiv and ra. Vayde tikkun bechinas hamemutza bechinas eitz hadas. When a person is able to make a tikkun for that in-between item, which is labeled Eitz Hadas, that had good and bad in it, Al Yodoi Nase Sholem. That's the tikkun of Sholem. Ki Nizbarer V'Nimtak Mehora V'Oile Latoiv. Because then, from the evil, gets removed from it, the good aspect of it, and gets brought into the Kedusha. V'Nase Sholem Ben Yemin U'Smoil. And a peace is brought about between right and left. V'alkein sholoim b'gimatria chashmal im ha'koilalim kemuva. This is why the word sholoim, which is b'gimatria 376, is b'gimatria chashmal. When you take the word sholoim with the koilalim, 376 plus a koilal for the word itself and for the gematria itself, it becomes 378. Ki chashmal hu bechinas tikun loshen targum bechinas eitz hadas kanal. Because this term chashmal represents the tikun for the Aramaic language, meaning the tikun for this combination of good and bad, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter on Likutei Moharan, the chapter where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about nega, that in between item that's good and bad mixed together, and the whole tikun for it, and shnayim mikra vecha targum, and all of these topics, is this chapter 19 in the first half of the Likutei Moharan, where he speaks about male and female and the yichud between them and how that represents this, why Hashem bedafka put Adam Rishon to sleep when he created Chava. All of these items are explained over there.
What happens to the bad? Is he just separating the good and drawing that up? And what?
The bad is, once the good is taken out of the bad, then the remaining bad is able to be discarded.
And this is that whole thing of purification and fun.
Exactly. We're going to have this item comes up constantly throughout Likutei Halachos, throughout Sifrei Chassidus, because this is the world. Rav Nosson Zalman just summarized the whole world and the whole Yiddishkeit. That the way Hashem has set up the world, there's good and there's bad, and there's certain items that are sort of in the middle. And a Jew has to work on all three fronts. A Jew has to try to identify what's good and to throw himself into that full blast. A Jew has to identify and be aware of what's bad and run away from it as far as possible. Or destroy it. You know. And then there's that in the middle category where to a certain extent that's the hardest part. Where the good and bad are mixed together. And it's a matter of being able to identify within the mush, within the mix, what the good part of it is, what the bad part of it is, and select that out. Just like Lahavdil, you have the Jews, you have the Goyim, and you have among the Goyim, there are some that are capable of becoming Gerim. That's this in-between, where there's good and bad. On one hand, he's a Goy, on the other hand, he's not a Goy. You see that he's drawn to Yiddishkeit to the extent that he's prepared to make, and that aspect of being Mekarei of Gerim, that's one of the hardest things, which the biggest tzaddikim, you know, they're the ones who are capable of doing that. Yeah. Like, for example, the Shnai Mikra Vechotargon, we do that only, there's a specific time for that. Friday, you know, when which is a, because we're so close to Shabbos, by holding on to Shabbos, we have the ability to draw the Targum into the Kiddusha. During the week, you can't do it. Because, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not talking about Halacha. I'm not talking from a halacha standpoint, I'm talking as far as from a Kabbalistic standpoint. The way this works, here again, if a person has in mind, even to a degree, from day one we say, Hayom Yom Rishon Bashabbos. The way a Jew focuses the week, putting all the focus on Shabbos, and by finishing it on Shabbos, HaKoyel HaLech HaRachitum. We always say, the main thing is when you complete it. When you do it that way, again, the Shabbos gives you, is holy enough, is a powerful enough generator to allow you to do this. It's the fact that you couldn't do it. Just like the tzaddik, Rabbeinu Zal warns in Likutei Moran, that if a person wants to get involved with Rishoim and start trying to fix them, in most cases he'll get pulled down. It's only if he's attached properly to the tzaddik emes, who has permission to go down and who has the ability, then he stands a chance of not being harmed in the process and being able to bring them back. Ois Beis, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas gimel hadinin shel dalid shomrim. With the understanding of these three categories, we can understand the laws, the three types of laws that apply to the four types of watchmen. Shehem b'chinas tikkun hamalchus kanal, which we said earlier, that these four watchmen represent the tikkun hamalchus. Malchus is usually referred to by the letter Dalid, the less lo migarmo klum, it has nothing of its own. The Dalid stands for Dovid HaMelech. In the word Yehuda is the tribe from which Malchus comes from. Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei, plus the letter Dalid standing for Dovid HaMelech. The Pasuk says, Vohoyo Hashem LeMelech. Hashem will place his name by the king. Yehuda is the king and Dovid is the king. You know. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Shehem Chiyuv UPotur UMemutza. The three laws are one person is always liable, the other person is always exempt, and then there's that in-between category. Bechinas Gimel Tikkunim Anal. Corresponding to the three tikkunim that we spoke about in Ois Aleph. Keneged Gimel Bechinois. Toiv, Vora, UMemutza Kanal. Corresponding to the three categories. Good, bad, and in-between. V'zeh Bechinas Shemer Chinom Nishba Ala Koil UPotter. The Shemer Chinom, the one who agrees to watch his friend's item for free. The rule is, all he's got to do is swear that he wasn't poishaya, he didn't do out-and-out negligence, and then he's exempt. He doesn't have to pay in any case. Shezeh b'chinas ha-kedusha. The Shomer Chinom represents kedusha. He represents the category of toiv. B'chinas toiv. Why? Because he's a great guy. Sheshom kol ha-pturim. In the category of toiv, you're all free. You're scot-free. Ve'ein shom shum chiyuv klal. There's no liability there. There's no punishment there. V'zeh b'chinas shemer chinom she'enoi chofetz b'shum tashlim schar. Rak oisa hakoil me'avo kiben ho'oivei des oviv me'avo. That's what the shomer chinom is all about. He's a great guy. He's the one who's prepared to watch his friend's thing for free, like a son who's serving his father out of love. He's not looking for any reward. He's not a salaried worker. He's not concerned, how much am I getting for this job, Daddy? When his father says, mow the lawn, or his father says, get me a drink, he's thrilled. It's his privilege to serve the father. Sheze bechinas tikun hamalchus alidei bechinas ben. This represents the symbol of making a tikun for the malchus through the category called son, the child. Bebechinas kol Yisrael bnei melochim heim. The Gemara says that all Jews are called princes. Note, a prince is ben melech. There's a tikkun of the malchus that's tolu in ben. And now we'll just throw in a little curveball completely from the side, that this term ben, which means son, in Hashem's name, yud ke vav ke, there are four combinations. Ov, sog, mo, and bon, it's called. Hashem's name, yud ke vav ke, when it's filled out, it could be spelled four different ways. Yud vav dalet, hey yud, or hey hey, or hey aleph. We've been through this many times. So the combination which corresponds to malchus, ov corresponds to yud, sog corresponds to hey, mo corresponds to vav, bon corresponds to the last hey. Bon is malchus. The shame bon is malchus. Now that's bon, ben, it's the same thing. And this ben or bon is bigimatria Shabbos. Exactly. Shabbos is called Shabbos Malkasa because nun sofit equals 700. If you recall, we said that the Hebrew alphabet ends at tuf. Tuf is 400. So what's 500? Chaf sofit is 500. Mem sofit is 600. Nun sofit is 700. That's why this name of Hashem is called Shem Bon. It should have been called, how come it's Ov, Sog, Mo, it should be Nub, Nun Bet. In Hebrew, the tens unit comes before the singles unit. How come it's called Shem Bon? The answer is, one of the reasons is for this gematria, this 702, which is Shabbos, which is the Malchus. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week, just like Malchus is the seventh sphera of the set. Chesed, Gvorot, Veres, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoy, Malchus, Malchus is Shabbos, you follow? So here, Rav Nosson Zal says that the Shomer Chinam is like a son. His service is like that of a son to a father, which is one of the main tikkunim of Malchus. This concept of the Ben Melech. Every single Jew is called a Ben Melech because the Jews are the ones that are oisik in tikkun Malchus. Next. Avol Shoyel, whereas the one who borrows something from someone else, who lehepech, he's the exact opposite. Shekol hano sheloi, he's the one who's getting all the profit, all pleasure is his. He gets full use of the item and he doesn't pay a penny for it. Sheze keneged b'chinas ha-sitrachra, that's symbolic of the sitrachra. Shemevakeshes umesave kol ha-taivois v'hanois. The Sidrachra wants all the pleasure, wants everything, and isn't prepared to pay anything for it, that kind of thing, isn't prepared to work for it in any way. The Alkein, Hu Tzorich Shmira Yisera. That's why the Shoyel is the one who has to watch out the most. Kishom Tzorich Lishmar B'Yoser. Because when you're in the arena of the Sidrachra, there you gotta be most careful. In other words, when a Jew finds himself in a position where he has to borrow, it's not so great. You understand? He's going into a certain category, which is a bechina. To lend money to a Jew is a mitzvah. And again, if a person needs to borrow, they're supposed to. But the person needs to know it's a delicate area. It's a delicate area where you're entering into the arena of the sitrachra to a degree. The alkein chayev bakoil. Therefore, the shoyel is chayev, he's liable. Anything goes wrong with that item he borrowed, he's responsible. Almost. Except mesa machens malocha. Except if you were using the item in 100% normal use, and it died while you were using it, a cow. You borrowed a cow from someone to use to plow a field, and you were using it under perfectly normal conditions, and it died, that's the only case where the shoyel is exempt. Mesa machmas malocha. But in all other cases, he's liable, he's responsible, even Einsen. Kishom kol hachyuvim. Because when we're dealing with Shoyel, the one who wants everything and isn't prepared to pay anything for it, that's where all the liability is. Kihi nikras choyva kemuva. Because the sitrachra is called choyva. Choyva means chayav, liable, and choyva also means debt, to be in debt, chas v'shalom. v'hashemer. So that's the two extremes, the shemer chinam and the shoyel. V'hashemer socher hu bechinas ho'eved. Whereas a person who's prepared to watch somebody else's thing for money, for a salary, he's in the category of a servant-like. Ki niskar loy lishmer ki eved. Because I have hired myself out to you to watch your possession like a servant. A servant isn't doing it for free. He's doing it because he's going to get paid. V'alkein hu memutza. Therefore, he's in that in-between category. Because on one hand, he's getting paid. On the other hand, he doesn't have full pleasure. He doesn't have full use of the item. V'chayev b'miktzas u'potor b'miktzas. He has partial liability. He's chayev b'gneva v'aveda and potor f'moinsin. B'bechinas eitz hadas shemu'urov toy vora. That's this mix of good and bad. B'chinas malach memtes shehu b'chinas eved kemuva. Corresponding to the malach memtes, he's the one who symbolizes this toivora, this noiga, this mix of good and bad. And he is called Bechinas Eved. For this you need explanation, which comes from the Zohar HaKodesh from the Arizal, and Rabbein Azal talks about it in the... That's how I know this information. And it's brought that Kaviyachol Hashem rules the world. Kaviyachol, it's brought that during the 6 days of the week, it's as if Hashem gives over a certain degree of control to the chief angel in heaven, who's called the Malach Memtes, because the first two letters of his name are Memtes. His name is spelled Memtes-tes, Reish Vov Nun. We're not supposed to say it. That's why I'm not Matat, and then Roin. Put those two together, that's his name. And that angel is called Eved. Why? Because his function is during the 6 days of the week. Sheishes Yomim Tavoid. His job is during the 6 days of the week. Whereas Shabbos, Kaviyochel, Hashem takes over the control in a much more powerful, much more obvious way. Shabbos corresponds to Hashem's name, Shin Dalad Yud, Shakai. And the 6 days of the week are this angel whose name is also Bigimatria Shakai. They both have that same Gematria 314. That's where the term Eved comes in. Also, we find this angel, how did he first come into being? Who was he? Chanoich. It says that Chanoich was a great tzaddik, and it says Hashem took him from the world. And it's brought because Hashem saw that things were getting so terrible on earth at the time that he was afraid that Chanoich would succumb to all the evil of the generation. So Hashem grabbed him and ran before the world turned totally sour. This is before the flood and everything. So it says Hashem took this Chanoich, took him up to heaven, and made him this Malach Memtes. The Gemara mentions this in Yevamos and other places. Now, there's a pasuk, Chanoich lanar al pi darkoi. Chanoich means teach. Teach a youth on his level. So the Zohar Kodesh associates Chanoich with Na'ar. The word Na'ar in Hebrew means a youth. The word Na'ar also means a servant. It says that Yehoshua was a Na'ar, the Na'ar of Moshe. He was his Man Friday. That's the word Na'ar is like Man Friday, Gopher, that kind of thing. So Kaviyochel, again, this Malach Memtes who is Chanoich is Bechinas Eved. He's Kaviyochel, Hashem's gopher, Hashem's man Friday, that kind of thing. And he represents the concept of good and bad mixed together. Where do you see that? This is a fabulous chiddush. It's brought that Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says that when a Jew is looking for a rabbi, he should look not for a rabbi who has a lot of knowledge, he should look for a rabbi who's like a malach, who's pure, in other words, not just knowledge, but good deeds and everything like that. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, ki sifse koyin yishmeru das, v'toiro yivakshim ipiu, ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. When should you seek das from someone's mouth? If he's like a malach Hashem tzvokoisu, it's like he's a heavenly angel. So the Gemara says, hold on a second, what about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir had a rabbi called Acher, who was an apikoros. Originally, he was a very religious Jew, super Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, and he turned apikoros. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, rimoin motzo, toichoy ochal, kliposo zorak. Rabbi Meir found a pomegranate. He took out the center, the fruit, and he threw away the klipa, the shell. This is what the Gemara says. The Arizal comes along and says, I'll show you what this refers to. This angel, this Malach Memtes, who represents the 6 days of the week, the 6 days of the week are this concept of good and bad mixed together. Shabbos represents all good. Shabbos, even eating is a mitzvah, right? Eating is a mitzvah, sleeping is a mitzvah, everything is Kiddushah on Shabbos. During the 6 days of the week, it's Chesed, Gevura, Teferes. The 6 days of the week correspond to Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, which is right, left. It's a combination of good and bad. That's what it symbolizes. So the Arizal says, if you take a look at this angel's name, Mem, Tes, Tes, Resh, Vav, Nun, if you take the Tes, Tes in the middle, Tes, Tes is Begimatria Chai. Chai is good. Chai is the symbol of tzaddik. The tzaddik is called tzaddik chai almen. He's the one who gives life. The remaining letters, if you take out the testes, are rimoin, resh mem vav nun. This is what it means when it says Rabbi Meir rimoin motzo. Rabbi Meir found something that was a combination of good and bad, like this malach memtes. Rabbi Meir was one who was on a high enough level to extract the toich. He took the chai portion, he took the good, the life, he took the tzaddik, and he was able to discard the rest. The remaining letters are that rimon. You follow?
How is tes, tes, the gematria chai?
9 and 9. Tes is 9. Twice 9 is 18.
I mean, that's quite a mirror, because Acher was,
Acher was a Tana in the Gemara. You're not talking about kids here. Exactly.
But isn't that the worst kind? I mean, in other words, the most dangerous
is a Talmud Chacham Shepirish in many cases, although in Acher, the Gemara tells us what happened to him in the end. In the end, he came out, not he did tshuva, but his Rabbi Meir plus Rabbi Yochanan bailed him out. The Gemara says that Rabbi Meir said, that the Gemara says that when Acher died, they saw... There was a tremendous debate in heaven. What do you do with this guy? On one hand, he has billions of units of Torah, of mitzvot. He was a Tana, much higher than a Malach. And on the other hand, he went south. So the Gemara says they didn't know what to do with him. They couldn't put him in Gan Eden. They couldn't put him in Gehenna. So he was stuck. He was in suspended animation, in a sense, which is the worst. So the Gemara says they didn't know what to do. So his students, so Rabbi Meir said, wait till I pass away. When I pass away, you're going to see smoke coming from Acher's grave, because I'm going to get him into Gehenna. I'm going to do him a favor. I'm going to get him thrown into Gehenna. I'm going to force the issue of getting him put into Gehenna, where he'll serve his time, and then he'll be able to get into Gan Eden. The Gemara says, sure enough, when Rabbi Meir passed away, they saw this happen. They saw smoke coming from Acher's grave. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, you think that's a trick? One of our buddies is in Gehenna. He was one of our ex-buddies. This was one of our gang. He's in Gehenna, and we're going to sit by and take this? He said, when I pass away, you'll see that the smoke will stop coming from Acher's grave, because I'm taking him into Gan Eden. So the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, when they eulogized him, they said even the guards of Gehenna couldn't stand in his way. As he went into Gehenna and said, you see that guy over there? He's mine. I'm taking him out, and I dare any angel to get in the way. He went in, took him, led him by the hand out of Gehenna into Gan Eden. A tzaddik has that power. A tzaddik has that power. Incredible. Back to earth. So this is how we got to this. In other words, I wanted to explain about this Malach Memtes, who's the symbol of Tov Ra, this good and bad mixed together. Is there a day of the week that's bad? The answer is, to a degree, yes. The concept of Monday and Thursday, which represent days of judgment. Tachnun. Why do we say extra Tachnun on Monday, Thursday? Because it's days of Din. Monday is Gevura, and Thursday is Hoid. Those are days, which represent harshness. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, V'zeh b'chinas ha'umnim sheheim shomrei socher. With this, we can understand the concept of a craftsman, a person who fixes things or makes things, that has the same halacha as Shomer Socher. Now, his kishamati me'atmor ne'ro yoyer. Rav Nosson Zal says, because I heard from Rabbeinu Zal, now this is halacha aleph note, this pass of the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Nosson Zal did while Rabbeinu Zal was still living. He he wrote this while so he when he refers to Rabbeinu Zal, he says Neiro Yoer, not Zal. Rabbeinu Zal was alive now. Eitzel Hamaymar Tfilo Lechavaku Kanal. When Rabbeinu Zal discussed that shir and Nikutei Maran Torah Yud Tes, Shom Shebechinas Mila Hu Bechinas Chashmal. In that chapter, Nikutei Maran, Rabbeinu Zal makes reference to the topic of Mila, a bris Mila, and Rabbeinu Zal says that there's a kekesher between Mila and Chashmal, that the Mem Lamed of Chashmal, Chashmal is a nickname for the Shechina. Chashmal represents a very high power of Kedusha, and the Gemara says that the word Chashmal is Chayos Eish Memalalois. It refers to angels. Chayos is one of the categories of angels. Eish of fire, Memalalois, who are speaking, always speaking. This Mal, Mem Lamed, represents 70, where we know that the nations of the Goyim are 70 nations, and they represent evil, all types of Midos Rois and Tivus Rois. In a Bris Mila, there's two steps. There's the Chituch, where you take the Orla, which is bad, and you slice it off and you throw it in the garbage. You get rid of it. That symbolizes this Mal of Chashmal, corresponding to these 70 nations, which are all bad, where the mission is, you know, throw it in the garbage. The aspect of them that's all bad, we throw away. Then there's the Priya, which represents this tikkun of the good and bad put together. How? We're going to learn about it in many chapters in Likutei Halachos. We'll learn about it in Likutei Maran also. But for now, you need to know that the Mal of Chashmal refers to this concept of Mila, the Mal of Mila, Mol Yudkei, which has to do with being corresponding to these 70 nations, which we want to cut away. Bebechinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh Al Yidei Targum Shehu Eitz Adas. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, as the Gemara says, that there are two things that are very closely connected: the tongue and the bris. There's the bris haloshoin, it's called, and the bris hamor. There's a pasuk that says bris krusa lisfosayin, that Hashem has made a covenant with the lips, and we know that the effectiveness of what comes from one's mouth is dependent on the tikkun bris of the person, how pure the person. These two are very closely connected to each other. In fact, these mekubalim show how the 10 spheroids, if we want to show how the 10 spheroids all exist in the head, we're used to talking about the 10 spheroids from head to toe. You know, the right hand is chesed, the left hand is gevura, the trunk of the body is teferes. There's a way of showing it where all 10 of them are in the head, in which case the lips are netzach and hoid, the tongue is yesoid. Just like the legs, the two legs represent netzach and hoid, and the bris represents yesoid. So these two are very much tied to each other, the tongue and the bris. In this chapter in Likutei Maran, Rabbeinu Zal shows how Loshon Kodesh is synonymous with Tikkun HaBris, Loshon Kodesh. And just like in Tikkun HaBris, there are two tikkunim that have to take place. You have to remove the evil, the orla, and there's that tikkun of the tovara, the priya. So too, when it comes to dibur, there's Loshon Kodesh and there's targum. And the way that we make the Loshon Kodesh whole is when we do Shnaya Mikra ve'echo Targum. It's only by including the Targum into the Kedusha, by extracting the good from within the bad in Targum and bringing that into the Kedusha, that's the Tikkun for Loshna Kodesh. You follow? Just like when it comes to Tikkun HaBris, it's a two-step procedure. Step one is getting rid of the bad. Step two is taking the thing that's gray area and making a Tikkun over there. So too, when it comes to Dibur, there's Loshon Kodesh, there's the languages of the Goyim, which is all good, there's the languages of the Goyim, which are all bad, and there's this in-between guy called Targum. And it's when the Targum gets sandwiched in Kedusha, when there's two portions of Loshon Kodesh, one portion Targum, that's the Tikkun. And in this chapter, Likutei Maran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it a lot. That's where he explains this whole concept in great detail. The concept of good and bad and the in-between area and the whole tikkun of it. Now let's see. So now Rav Nosson Zal says that I heard from Rabbeinu Zal that Mila is related to Chashmal, which is related to the concept of bringing Shleimus to Loshon HaKodesh with Targum. By being able to make a tikkun for the Targum, that's what makes the Loshon HaKodesh whole. Dehainu, Shemavarin Umalin Hatoiv Elakdusha, which means it's an aspect of being able to select out and extract the good from this mixture and bring it into the Kedusha. Ayin Sham, look in Likutei Moran over there, where this is discussed in chapter 19 in Likutei Moran.
Is in the Torah Shabbat, that Torah Shabbat Ksav?
Yes, yes. That's another aspect of this, which is going to come up in Likutei Moran and Likutei Halachos, definitely. V'omar, and Rabbein Ezal said, Shezehu Tshuvas Haminin, this is the response that we make to the Apikursim. Kedisa b'medrash, as it says in the medrash, Sheshalu, the Apikursim ask, Im Hashem Yisborach roitze b'mila, lomalei boresot amohul, if Hashem wanted a person to be circumcised, why didn't he make him that way? I mean, he was able to make everything else. He was able to make the eye over here. What happened? The scissors broke on the way and Hashem couldn't finish. Ma, if Hashem wanted him more, why didn't he do it? You're trying to improve on Hashem's creation. Who are you? This is their question. Ki eich efsher sheyia maisa Hashem izbara choser tikun. Is it conceivable that the Jews are the ones who say that Hashem didn't do a complete job? We got to fix up Hashem's job? Achu bebechina sanal. However, it's related to what we spoke about. Ki afal pi shehaloshna kodesh habo milmalo hu sholem. Because despite the fact that Lashon Kodesh, which comes from on high, is a holy item and it's solid, im kolze ein loy shlemus kiem al yedei hatoiv shemal in miloshen targum, it is not considered really complete until you're able to add to it the toiv of targum. Just like the Jewish nation is not considered really whole until all the gerim that are supposed to join them are going to be able to join them. The gerim are this targum, they're this toivora, they're this noiga, which it's only when all of those tikkun, the gerim, bali tshuva, that's all, when they become part of the Am Yisrael, that's when it's, there are people that think that, it's those super, super religious guys in those super, super religious neighborhood, they're the kedusha, and they don't need nobody else, period, they're enough. And they don't know that they're not enough. Because even if they are the Kedusha, if they are Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaKodesh is incomplete without Targum. And Targum is those people who are the Toivora mixed together. And if they're able to battle and win, to be Goyver, the Toiv over the Ra, and to swing into the Kedusha, they're the icing on the cake. They're the icing on the cake and the cherry on top. And without the icing, the cake is just a plain cake. It's a cake and it's whole. But again, there's a big difference between a cake and a cake with icing and a cherry on top. It is, but it's in a certain language. Targum is a language that's a language of the Goyim,
right.
And yet it's the closest thing to the Kiddush, to Lashon HaKodesh.
So it's
got one foot in Lashon HaKodesh, it's similar to Lashon HaKodesh, and yet it's from the Goyim.
So in a way it's affecting a tikkun for that language?
For sure. And it's affecting a tikkun for all 70. When you fix that in-between area, you clobber all the evil and you elevate all the good. V'zeh b'chinas ha-mila. And Rav Nosnel says this is the explanation as to why we do a bris mila. Hainu. Ki ein shlemus lahadvorim haboim milamalo loilam hazeh. Ki im kishemavarim hakdusha boilam hazeh. M'b'chinas eitzadas toivora. Because those things which come from on high, from Hashem, are not complete until we on this earth complete it in a sense. We make the tikkun of the Eitz Hadas Toivora. By us being able to take those items that are a mix of good and bad and fix it, extract, separate, extract, elevate the good and do away with the bad, that's how we bring a Shlemus to it. Shehu Bechinas Shlemus Loshon HaKodesh Al Yedei Loshon Targum. This is the concept of bringing a wholeness to Loshon HaKodesh by attaching to it the Targum. And who gave us the Targum on the Chumash? Unkelus, the Ger. Of all people to be the one to write, in a sense, the most important commentary on the Chumash. Why? Because Targum is synonymous with Gerim. You understand? Targum represents that Noiga, that good and bad. Therefore, he was the one who donated that to Klal Yisrael, who gave us this item that represents the Toivora being Nichlal into the Kedusha. V'nire lani es daiti, Rav Nosson Zal says, it appears, in my humble opinion, Shezeh merumas gam kein b'medrash. that this is also included in what the Medrash says over there, Alzer. The Medrash says, Chitim Tzrichen Litchoin, that Hashem created everything in this world incomplete. Does bread grow on trees? No. Wheat. How come we can't just eat wheat? How come we can't pop wheat? The answer is, you got to grind it, then bake it, then play with it. That, why? Because Hashem made everything incomplete. Asher Bora Elokim La'asois. He created everything for us to make, that we should finish it. Afilu Odom Tzorech Tikun Ayin Shom. The Medrash says, even man requires Tikun. Man isn't created complete. We have to complete him with the Bris Milah. Hainu Shekol Hadvorim Tzrichim Tikun. Everything in this world needs a Tikun. The Hainu Birur, which means a selection and an extra, a refinement. Sheze Bechinas Birur Eitz Hadas. This is the concept of the Birur of the Eitz Hadas. Veze Bechinas Hamilo Kanal. Veze Bechinas Kol Ha'umnus Sheboilam. And this is the concept behind all kinds of trades in the world. The guy who makes shoes, the guy who makes bracelets, all kinds of umnen, all kinds of craftsmen. Ki bevadai kol asher oso ho'elikim olov ein lo'isif. Because on one hand you would say, anything that Hashem created, do we need to add to it? If Hashem made it, it's got to be complete. Umimenu ein ligroya. And also, from what Hashem made, do we need to subtract something from what Hashem made to make it? Ves hakoil yofo oso. And Hashem made everything beautiful. Viafo pikein. And despite that, kol hadvorim tzrichim tikun al yidei hodon. Everything requires tikun through man. Man is the one who does have to complete and refine and everything. Veze bechinas kol homnus. This is the concept of all types of crafts. Ki ein shum kli gomor nivra min hashamayim. Hashem did not create any keli whole. Hashem didn't create the silver bowl that you're using, or the gold bowl, or the pair of shoes that you're wearing. No. Hashem created an animal. The animal has to be stripped of its hide, and that hide has to be processed by a tanner, by a leather worker, and he's the one who's got to make it into shoes. How come? How come Hashem didn't make shoes? Utzrichim daika b'nei odama tachtoinim lihiyos umnin ulesakin akelim. This is the job that Hashem gave over to man, to lowly man, to be the ones to make the kelim from the raw materials, in a sense. Ki lo zeh boro Hashem yisporach esay lomoy shebnei odom yisaknu kol advorim. Hashem created the world intentionally in such a way that man should complete it. Man should fix. Sheze bechinas birur eitz hadas. This is the refinement of the eitz hadas. Bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh ayidei targum. This is the concept of the shleimus of loshen kodesh coming about through targum. This is also the concept of the creation of woman. When Hashem first created, he created man, period. Then he went in and he had to do this surgical job, you know, do a whole fix-up job and create woman. And the woman is the one who completes man. She represents, man represents the concept of Lashon Kodesh. She represents this Targum. Rabbi Nazal brings over there from the Arizal that this is why Hashem put Odom Arishin to sleep when he created Chava. And not regular sleep, it's called Tardema, a very deep sleep. The word Tardema is Bigimatria Targum, exactly, the Arizal says. That the creation of the woman, of the female, was this Bechina, this concept, that she represents this toivara, sort of, which if man is zecha to make the tikkun in the woman, he can elevate her to the, you know, she can become a crown on his head. Eishes chayil ateres balo. And if not, she can pull him into Eitz Hadas. She was the one who was the prime victim, you know, for the Eitz Hadas, because she's closer to it than Odom is. He represents Bechinas Loshen Kodesh. She represents Targum, where she's closest to this combination of good and bad. Sheze bechinas tikun amila kanal. This is the concept of the tikun that we have to do in giving a child a bris mila. Vizeh shom razal b'mesechta kiddushin. And this is why the Gemara writes towards the end of Mesechta Kiddushin, shetzorich lilmoid umnes, that a Jew is required to learn a trade. V'achakach yiso isha, and then get married. K'may shekosuv, as the Gemara proves it from a pasuk, Re'ei chayim im ho'isha. Look at life with your wife. Chaim zebechinas homnus. Chaim means livelihood. The word chaim, living, miloshen chaim, lively, what we call a livelihood, represents the concept of a craft. Ki ho'umnus hu'gamkein b'chinas tikkun ha'bris kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal says the whole concept of craftsmanship, when we talk about tikkun ha'bris, the tikkun of bris mila, an uman is doing the same thing. Just like a bris mila, we're taking something that kaviyochel Hashem chose not to complete, and we're completing this child with a bris. So too, an uman who's working at making kelim, be it shoes, be it musical instruments, be it whatever it is, making computer programs, he's making kelim. He's making kelim, which is a concept of tikkun habris. Rabbeinu Zal talks about it over there. V'zeh shom rusham, this is why the Gemara says over there, she'ein anius min homnus v'lo yashirus. The Gemara says, on one hand, you should know that if a person is rich or poor, it isn't because of his job. The shoemaker who's rich and the shoemaker who's poor, it's not because of its trade. Ela yevakesh rachmim mimi sheharachmim mimi, from whom the parnosa is. Elamai, where does parnosa come from? It comes from Hashem. So the Gemara says, if you want parnosa, you got to pray to Hashem. Even the guy that's working. Because even though we see, it seems to us that people are supporting themselves based on their trade. That it's only through the fact that he's making those kalim, which he's making in his trade, which is comparable to the concept of tikkun habris, and when there's tikkun habris, then there's parnosa. Ki bozeh toloi haparnosa kemuva kam upon him. As Rabbeinu Zal brings in several places in the Kutei Maran, that parnosa is dependent on the level of tikkun habris of the person. She parnosa tluya b'tikkun habris. Ve'ikar al yedei shemavarer habirurim umalo isam lamala. And the main way that a person gets parnoso is by making the proper refinements and elevating what needs to be elevated. Shaydezer mimshach hashefa. That's how a person receives shefa from Hashem, kiyadua, as is known. Mimtza. So therefore, what do we see from this? That despite the fact that a person is earning a livelihood from his trade, it's not on a physical level, it's not because he's physically selling these shoes, that's what determines how much money, but rather it's the tikkun and the bira that he's making in making the shoe, in taking something that wasn't a keli and making kalim. That concept of making kalim and completing items is similar to the concept of tikkun habris. A bris mila is taking an unfinished item and finishing, making it a keli. That's what makes the person into a keli. Until then, he's an orel, he's a goy, he's empty, until he has the bris mila. Having the bris makes him a keli. The concept of Lahavdil, when they build a new building, before they open the building, they tie a red ribbon around a thing. The cutting of the red ribbon heralds the opening of the building. Lahavdil. This concept that this cut is what makes the person a keli. The Alkain, Ein Anius Vashiris Min Omnus. This is why the Gemara makes a point of making the statement that rich and poor is not based on your trade. Rak lefi hatikun, but rather it's based on the spiritual aspect of what's involved. It's based on the tikun. Lefi ma shezoicha levarer ulesakin kanal, to the extent that the person is zoicha within his parnosa to make a tikun and to make a birur. V'zeh shomru, this is why the Gemara says there that even the person who has a trade shouldn't rely on that to support him, ele yevakesh rachmim, but rather he should plead with Hashem. Ki ho ikar bitfila, because the main thing is tfila. Ki ikar habirur vahatikun hu hatfila kemuva, because it's brought in the beginning of the Pri Etz Chaim. The Arizal says this super emphatically, that out of all aspects in Yiddishkeit, the thing that makes the greatest refinements and tikkunim is tfila. Shehabiru Hagodoyo Biyoiser Hurak Al Yedei Tefillah. The most effective refinement out of all aspects of serving Hashem is Tefillah. This is why the Gemara says over there that one of the rabbis, Rabbi Meir, said, I ignore all the different trades of the whole world, and I'm only going to teach my son Torah. Because if we're saying that the Parnosa is based on the Birur and Tikkun that you're doing, then out of all the different types of ways of earning a livelihood, the Torah has the most tikkunim and birurim in it. The Alkein HaTorah Nikras Uman. This is why we find that one of the nicknames given to the Torah is that the Torah was Hashem's blueprint, Hashem's craft tool with which He created the world. And the Gemara says, "Al tikri omun elo uman." That this was Hashem's. This was the tool with which Hashem crafted the world. Continuing, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Avul chutz mea Torah." However, outside of the Torah, "Dahainu mi she'eno zeicha lilmoy Torah," a person who is not zeicha to learn Torah, Tzorech lilmoid umnis, certainly has to learn a trade, kamoishes hirusham razal ma'oid, as the Gemara emphasizes it very, very much at the end of Kiddushin, over there where we're discussing now. Ki ho umnis hu tikun ubirur, because as we explained earlier, a trade is a concept of a tikun, fixing something, and also a selection of good and bad that's taking place. Bechinas Tikkun HaBris, as we gave the example of Tikkun HaBris, a bris milah is taking a person who's incomplete and completing him, just like a craftsman takes things that raw materials and makes a complete keli with them. And it's through tikkun and birur that was zeichet to parnosa. It's through Tikkun HaBris that was zeichet to parnosa. And Rav Nosson Zal showed earlier how each concept of a craftsman is also a bechina of Tikkun HaBris. V'zeh shom razal. Now we can understand also why the Gemara makes a statement, shehabatolo mevi olidei zima, that if a person is not working and not learning, it leads to adultery, it leads to those types of sins. Hainu mi she'enoi oisa malocha, a person who does not do work, bo lidei pigama bris, it'll lead to pigama bris. Ki bitul ha'umnus hu bechinas pigama bris kanal. Because we just explained that work, these types of work, craftsmanship or a trade, is a bechina of tikkun HaBris. The same concept behind the tikkun of bris mila is the same concept behind Hashem creating the world incomplete and people working to complete the world. V'zeh shom razal. This is also why the Gemara says, kol she'enoi melameid benoi umnus ki'ilu limdoi listus, that a father who doesn't see to it that his children learn a trade, it's as if he taught them stealing. It's as if he actually taught them thievery. Ki listus ugzela hi bechinas pigama bris, because stealing and armed robbery, those kind of things, are a concept of pigama bris. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'maymar gzela, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 69 in Likutei Moran. There Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, which says that a person who steals money from someone, it's as if he stole his wife and children from him. He quotes that Gemara, and Rabbeinu Zal gives a major explanation there, expounding and explaining why. So we see that the Parnosa is tied into the Tikkun HaBris, into the wife and children, which is the Tikkun HaBris of a person. Ki afilu im enoi bo lidei gzelus, Rav Nosson Zal says now, because even if the child won't actually go out and steal, afal pikein nikra gazlon, still, if he's living without working or without learning, without both of them, then it's like stealing. As the Gemara says, ki ilu goyzel as HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyocha, it's like he's stealing from Hashem. Ki la Hashem ha'oretzum loya, because everything in this world belongs to Hashem. Ve'ein ha'odom zoicha ureshoi lehonois min olam, ad sheyesakein advorim. And a Jew has no right to partake from this world at all until the person participates in Tikkun Ha'olam. If he's involved in Tikkun Ha'olam, how? By learning Torah, or by Tefillah, or by a trade, then he's involved in Tikkun Ha'olam, that gives him the ability to acquire things, to partake from things. As the Gemara says, that a Jew is not allowed to have any pleasure or benefit from anything in this world without making a bracha first. Shehu hatikun. The bracha represents a tikkun that's being made to complete that item to allow you to use it. Ula achar habracha hu shaloi. After the person makes the bracha, the item becomes his. Kamoi shom razal, as the Gemara says, meachar shehu tiknoi. Because with the bracha, he made a tikkun on that item. Avu koidem bracha, whereas before he makes the bracha, ne'mar lashem horatzim loye, everything belongs to Hashem. V'hanen ebeloi bracha, kilu goizel es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesses Yisroel, kama shom razal bebrachas. And the Gemara says in brachas that one who has pleasure from this world without a bracha, it's like he's stealing from Hashem and from the Shechina. V'al kein, tzorich ha'odam lasik daika be'eze esik. Therefore, a person has to be involved in something that's occupying him. Oy b'toira, either it's a serious commitment to learning, oy b'umnus umasumatin, or a trade or business, kedei sheyase eze tikun, through which he's going to be doing some kind of a tikun, shebishvil ze bo loyel mazeh. That's the main reason why we were put in this world, for us to participate in completing the world. Hashem created it incomplete for us to complete it. V'al kein, mi she'ein lo yumnus, hu gazlon, ki'ilu goiz lo yisiz bor kanal. This is why the Gemara says a person who doesn't have a trade and he's not learning, he's stealing. Even if he's not going out physically stealing, his having benefit from in the world is an illegal benefit. Because we were put here in such a way, on a conditional basis, that we're only allowed to partake from the world if we're involved in Tikkun Ha'olam. The Tikkun Ha'olam is Torah, Tefillah, or an Umnus. Those are all forms of Tikkun Ha'olam. Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtza Shehu Umnus Hu Bechinas Tikkun Abris. So based on what we've said here, a Jew working at a trade in a legitimate way is a concept of Tikkun Abris. Bebechinas Mila, as a Bris Mila is. Shehu bechinas chashmal, which we explained earlier, that a mila is tied into this light called chashmal. The mem lamed of chashmal relates to the tikkun of mila. Shehu bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh al yedei hatargum, which Rabbeinu Zal explained in chapter 19 in Likut Imran that we're discussing here, that chashmal represents the tikkun of loshn kodesh having targum added to it. That making that tikkun of the toiv ora, which is the targum, and bringing the toiv from the toiv ora into the kedusha. Shehu bechinas eitz hadas kanal. Targum is similar to the concept of the eitz hadas, which is toiv ora mixed together. V'al kein ha'umnun heim shemrei socher. Now again, you can understand why a craftsman has the same halach as shemrei socher. Ki hei bebechinas shemrei socher, shem bebechinas targum, bebechinas eitzadas, kanal. Because if you recall, we explained earlier that shemrei socher represented that in-between category. He's not shemrei chinam, he's not super tse, he's not doing it for free, he's not a great guy, because he's getting paid. At the same time, he's not shoyel. He's not getting full benefit of the item. He can't use the item at all. He's simply getting some money for shmirah. He's getting a watchman's salary, which isn't the full hano. That was that in-between category. So shemer socher is the in-between category, and a craftsman is also the in-between category. A craftsman is working in that gray area where there's toivora, and to the extent that he's involved in being making tikkunim, fixing things and creating things that are going to have a constructive purpose, he's making the tikkun for the toivora, for the mixture of toivora.
How's the shulman sofer doing that?
Watching is a major tikkun also. Watching over something to make sure that it shouldn't. We said that one of the main accomplishments of the Torah is that it watches over us. Why do we put a mezuzah on the house? Watching is a tikkun in itself. That's not tied into the craftsman. We're simply trying to relate the fact that Shomer Socher is in that middle category, the same way the Uman is in the middle category. Shomer Socher is in the middle of Shomer Chinam and Shoyel, just like the Uman is working in that area where there's Toiv Ora together, and he's trying to be Mala, the Toiv of the Toiv Ora, and bring it into the Kedusha. Just like in a Bris Mila, we said, there's the Mila and the Priya, there's cutting away the Ra Gomur, and then there's the Priya, which is the Tikkun of Klipas Noiga, which is that gray area, taking the good of it and bringing it into the Kedusha.
The Shema is like, it's more... closer to the realm of
Klipa. Shomer Socher is in this gray area, Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, which is Isha. Yes, in that chapter in Likutei Moharan, Chashmal is Chavo Isha, Rabbi Nezal says over there. You know, he ties it into Chavo Isha, that the Isha is closer to that Bechina of Tov Ra than the Isha is. That's why the Nochash approached her instead of approaching Odom. He knew that he had easier, she was closer to him.